This program is about real crime cases. I'm Darian. Please listen carefully. You may have the key to help solve a crime and collect a substantial reward for your information.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom119.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom119.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 119.com. Go to freedom119.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom119.com.
Come on. Come on.
Laptops, MP3 players, cameras, video games, cell phones. In times like these, schools can become a shopping mall for thieves.
Got it.
Don't become a victim of crime. Leave your valuable stuff at home, and if you do have to bring them to school, keep them with you. Write down their serial numbers, and don't flash expensive items around. Be smart. If you have something cool, there's a good chance someone else will want it too. Keep cash and ATM cards in a secure place, and never give anyone your PIN number. And don't leave your school bag lying around where it can become a temptation to someone else. If you have something stolen, report the situation immediately. The sooner you tell someone, the better the chance you'll get it back. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to prevent school theft. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
It was Saturday morning on May 25th, 2013, in Bardstown, Kentucky. 33-year-old Bardstown police officer Jason Ellis was shot multiple times on the Bluegrass Parkway. He was found by his car on exit 34 just after 2:30 a.m. The Nelson County coroner says that Ellis was shot with a handgun, possibly from someone holding it on a hill. Police say they consider this an ambush, and the person responsible is still at large. Police say Ellis was on his way home when he stopped his car on the exit ramp to remove some brush. When Ellis was found, his service weapon was still in the holster. Officer Ellis was a 7-year veteran of the Bardstown Police Department and the department's only K-9 officer. He leaves behind a wife and 2 sons. A reward of $6,000 is now being offered for information leading to an arrest. If you would like to leave a tip, please visit my website, realcrimecases.com.